We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That takes me back. Welcome back, Cotter. And welcome back, St. Paul. The downtown St. Paul, let me start this again. The St. Paul Downtown Alliance, get it right, Paul, is going to be kicking off its Welcome Back St. Paul campaign with a night of free music in Mears Park at the first Lower Town Sounds of the season. The Downtown Alliance hosting and supporting more than 300 events and activations this summer as part of this Welcome Back St. Paul campaign to safely celebrate reopening and welcome people back to the downtown. Joining us is Downtown Alliance President Joe Spencer with more details. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for letting me join you here for a minute.
Absolutely. And this is going on tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, I mean, the kind of kickoff is going on tomorrow night, but what we're really talking about is weeks and weeks of programming, events, and just great excuses to get back into downtown St. Paul.
Wow. What are some of the highlights, some of the bands, some of the things that really stand out coming up in St. Paul?
You know, this Thursday night series has been a kind of a long-standing tradition of people getting together to see some great bands. And so Thursday nights in Mears Park called Lower Town Sounds, that's definitely a highlight. If you look at the lineup of bands, it's some of the best, most diverse bands you can see for free anywhere in the Twin Cities. And so that, I think, is very exciting. We have a great event coming up on the 20th, a Rosé Festival that I think is going to be really, really popular. I'm personally looking forward to going to that. The Ordway has a program they call Live at the Loading Dock, and that's going to be a kind of a cabaret performances. We've got shows basically all around from 7th Place, Rice Park, Lunchtime, Happy Hour. We're just trying to flood our downtown with lots of super fun events for people to come out and get back to downtown, because we have missed having all of our workers and our visitors for the last 14, 15 months. And it's just a thrill to get to invite people back.
And again, I'm assuming, although we should assume nothing these days, mask optional, right? Unless people want to wear a mask. Certainly you have the freedom to wear a mask, but it's not required for any of these events.
You know, certainly for all the outdoor stuff, that's not a requirement. I know some of the businesses may still require it, and you know, be respectful and honor their wishes. But for the most part, this is kind of back to normal life. We've got, you know, whether you're going to a Saints ball game or you're going out to see a band or sitting on a patio, it's summer in Minnesota, and it's great to get back out.
Well, this is awesome, and I'm seeing here these efforts being funded by more than $1.5 million in committed contributions from downtown businesses, organizations, and the city of St. Paul. Can you expand on that a little bit, how this came to be? It sounds too good to be true, Joe.
You know what? I'll tell you what. All of our employers, they're really eager to get their workers back, back working in teams, back building culture, back innovating. And so they're all really invested in having the sort of recovery accelerated in downtown. So I would say with a lead gift from Securian Financial, our largest private employer in downtown, and followed suit by lots of other employers and strong support from the city, We were able to put this together, and it includes three main strategies. One is what we call a safe and clean heavy up. We're putting additional resources out into the public realm, safety ambassadors, a street team, folks that are going to be out and about helping clean up the place, removing any graffiti or litter or trash so that the place looks like you expect it to look, and also just providing a little bit of reassurance, you know, as you're coming back. I know, downtown, when it's not fully populated, doesn't quite feel as comfortable as you want it to. And so to kind of induce people back, we're just putting some of those extra resources into that safe and clean heavy up. And then the fun stuff is all this programming, all these concerts. We're going to have chef-driven events. Trivia Mafia is out once a week. We're going to have all these kinds of things to make it fun. And then we have a little bit of a marketing effort going along with it to make sure that, in St. Paul, as all Minnesotans, we too often do great things and then kind of keep it to ourselves. So that's part of this effort, is to make sure we're not keeping this good news to ourselves and we're letting the world know that we are so happy to have our folks back.
Shouted from the rooftops and better yet, shouted from CCO. Thank you, Joe. And I'll be there checking it out. And I'm really looking forward to everything going on in St. Paul this summer. Awesome.
Thanks, Paul. Hey, can I just add, if you go to welcomebackstpl.com or follow that same hashtag across your social media platforms, that's where you can get all the information about schedules and events coming up.
Perfect. Joe Spencer, thank you so much. Downtown St. Paul Alliance joining us on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Looking forward to it, Joe. Thank you. When we come back, a news update. Stick around.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.